Welcome back to Eagles 360 as we rehash the loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. We're going to talk a little bit first about Mark Sanchez struggling at the quarterback position against a very tough Seattle defense. The number one ranked defense in the NFL lived up to all the hype. I didn't see a lot of room for Mark Sanchez to throw the football. The Seattle Seahawks got pressure with their four-man pass rush. Just a tough day for the quarterback.
Yeah, he didn't really throw the ball downfield very much. I think just four passes over 20 yards. The touchdown to Ertz came on one of those, but really Mark Sanchez was taking just the short completions, and the Eagles were not able to get the first downs, get those first downs to get the offense moving, as we've seen so often this season. And the running game, LeSean McCoy, not much going either, but for Sanchez, he's going to need to bounce back against Dallas.
Yeah, and he talked about his struggles, the offense's struggles in general, after the 24-14 loss at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday night.
They did well. They covered up zones very well. They played man-to-man very well. They started to rush the passer as the game went on, and we just didn't get enough, really, I thought, on first and second down. That we got in some third and long situations, and that's very difficult against a team like that, you know, where you can't be a dual threat. You get into more third and threes, third and fours. Then we have the ability to maybe run it. We can run screens. We can run down the field throws, drop backs, movement. I mean, you really have the whole playbook available, but when you get into – I thought we had a third and 18 and a third and 9 and a third and 12. I mean, those are, statistically the best team in the league is going to be like in the 30% on that, and that's not where we want to be. So we got to get more positive plays on first and second down. You know, I don't know. I mean, the most important thing is just to get past this one, watch the film, and move on and get ready for another huge game. I mean, all these games down the stretch are so important. So I don't know. Big picture, that's too far out in front of us. We really just need to focus on what's right in front of our nose, and that's getting this bad taste out of our mouth, going out and playing Dallas and giving our best effort next week.
Well, the Eagles wanted to establish the ground game early. Chip Kelly said that after the game, and it just never happened. LeSean McCoy, 50 yards, chunks here and there, a really critical fumble on the first play of the second half. A running game that had certainly put things together in the last couple of weeks kind of fell apart against Seattle. LeSean McCoy frustrated after the game.
I mean, just obviously it was terrible timing. That's really my fault. I should have been more aware of just ball security and the situation of the game, trying to come back, you know, and give a turnover that fast. That's real bad, you know. So that's something that's on me. I just think today I didn't play well at all. It's probably one of my worst games. up to date, I mean, since being here. So it's got to get better. I mean, it's got something to work on. I'm not a fumbler. I've got a lot of carries, and I don't really turn the ball over too much. But it's got to get back to it. I'm just more conscious of it, especially in traffic, which I do well at just last 2 weeks. I've been letting it go. And you put that on tape, teams are going to be after it even more. So, I mean, it's nothing to talk about. Just got to go and do it.
Along the way, Bo, LeSean McCoy makes a little bit of Eagles history, becomes the all-time leader in rushing yards in franchise history, and that number obviously will continue to grow.
And he really, by the numbers, has been the best running back in Eagles history. But you're the historian. You're the one who's been here.
Yes.
How does he compare to all those guys?
Well, 87 games it took LeSean McCoy to get to the top of the charts. More durable, more all-around player than Brian Westbrook, in my opinion. Wilbert Montgomery also plagued by injuries. And what separates McCoy from those running backs, Wilbert Montgomery and also Brian Westbrook, his power inside and also his ability as a pass protector and just kind of to do the dirty work kind of player. But all three of them, outstanding running backs. And McCoy leads the franchise now in total rushing yards. And what's next for him? Hall of Fame kind of player?
I think we'll start at least with maybe a jersey retired by the Eagles. But certainly, you know, he's only 26 years old. He's got a long future ahead of him.
Yeah, he's still got three games to go against the NFC East opponents. And so LeSean McCoy will have football left to play in this regular season.